All right. This is the most uncomfortable conversation we'll have this year. Proxy variables. Humans lust after cause. You don't have to read science to understand that we want to know not just how things relate and how things predict, but we want to understand cause. Look at the titles of poetry, of songs, of stories. The variables that are there that are talked about are about causes of things. Cause and effect, manipulation and result. As a species, we lust after cause, which is sort of a problem because the vast majority of research tests associative hypotheses, not causal hypotheses. And so we have to be careful about taking a statistical association and promoting it to cause. And that's the real issue of proxy variables. We are not going to have experimental data. The variables we have in our model might be the actual causal variables influenced in criterion, or more likely, they are only correlates of those causal variables. And that's what a proxy variable is. It's not the causal variable, it's a correlate of the causal variable. Many of the subject variables that are very common in multivariate analyses are like this. Is it really sex, ethnicity, and age? Is it really chromosomal structure? Or is it all the things that come with being raised as a particular identity in a culture? You with me? Told you it's going to get a little uncomfortable. Hang in there. Is it really race, ethnicity, and heritage? Is it really pigmentation and ear and nose shape? Are those the causal agents? Or is it what comes from having been raised as a member of a particular identity in a particular group? You with me? It's easy to get these demographic self-descriptive variables. It's a lot easier to ask high school kids sex, ethnicity, and age than it is to understand how they and their family identifies them, to ask how they were raised within a cultural group, and to ask how influenced they've been by people of different ages. Those are the variables we want to have, but they're expensive, they're complicated, and sometimes you can't get them at all. So we have to be really careful when we show that these identifying variables are part of a multivariate model. We need to ask, is it really that variable or something else that's correlated with it? Education people have struggled for decades, and not just the decades I've been around, which is now, you know, like four of them. But before I got there, there's a constant argument in education, which has never gone away. Is it economics or is it something else? Is it economics or culture? Is it economics or early schooling? Is it economics or race? As psychologists, we tend to get sucked into the old or thing. And it all starts with the classic, nature or nurture, right? And a million things that have cascaded to hell from that. Well, I'll show you an example of a multivariate analysis that takes a more careful look at nature and nurture, because that's what we can do with the multivariate statistics. We can look at more than one variable at a time. Now, just so that you don't worry just about these sort of we can't poof them, we can only measure them things like identifying features, let's take something that's inherently poofable like number of practices. I decide that I'm going to run a study of pink things, and one group is going to get 10 practices on each exercise, and the other group is going to get 30 practices on each exercise. Can I randomly assign that? Can I manipulate that? Can I run it in a controlled environment and test immediately afterwards so I have both initial and ongoing equivalence? Yes, I can. And then I show that I have initial equivalence, I have ongoing equivalence, and I have a statistical relationship between number of practices and performance. Can I say that I've uncovered a causal relationship? I met all the standards, right? I have a true experiment with no confounds. But do you really think that it really is number of practices that led to the better performance in the 30 practice group? Is it the practices themselves, or is it something that goes on during the extra practices? You with me? Is number of practices just a freaking proxy variable? One of the things that most people have experienced at one time or another when doing pink things is what I call the epiphany effect. I don't get it. The son of a bitch is me. Oh. And you don't miss another one. Right? Is that what's going on? Is the number of practices just what gets you to the point that you have that epiphany effect? And that's the causal variable? So we want to be careful when somebody looks into a complex situation, pulls a variable out and says, that's it, because of that. This is the same issue that we talked about when we talked about having multiple treatment groups, multiple control groups. So we're controlling for different things to make sure that when we identify a causal agent or a causal variable, it really is not that variable and not just something else that's correlated with it. But you see the variable most often in multiple regression. Why? Because so many of the variables are measured variables that we couldn't possibly randomly assign and manipulate. And so we have to worry when we see these things, is it really number of employees? Is that what's going on? Or is it the number of employees that can be brought in to solve a crisis? You with me? You have to pay attention to these things in multivariate analysis so that you're pretty sure that you're working with the target variable that you're specifying. All right. Those are just some different things that you can look at. On Wednesday, we're going to take a look at programmatic research number 2. How do we combine different studies, shifting from bivariate to multivariate analyses, to look at the complexities and the integrated role of multiple variables in understanding human behavior? All right? See you Wednesday.